All right, let's get more reaction now to the latest out of Afghanistan. Senator Chris Coons is a Democrat from Delaware, and he joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be on with you.
Now, you are a member of the Foreign Relations Committee. You may be the president's closest ally in the Senate. Do you think the White House could have managed this evacuation in a less chaotic way?
Well, Scott, I think there's plenty of time for us to point fingers and assign blame after we successfully remove as many Afghans as we can. We can fly as many as 5,000 people a day out of the airport at Kabul once it's fully up and running. And I expect that to happen within a matter of days. For right now, the Taliban are allowing some Afghans at risk and U.S. nationals safe passage to the airport. That will not last for long, is my grave concern. So we need to make focused tactical decisions about how we get as many people as possible safely out of Afghanistan, whether through Kabul or through passage to other countries in the region. And then we can focus moving forward on what this means for our working relationships with countries both in the region and around the world.
I understand. Now, as far as the fast-moving events on the ground that you're talking about, the president yesterday suggested that the Afghan forces trained by the Americans would not step up and that that's a key to what's happening here. In your view, is that a fair criticism? You know that Afghanistan is a complicated place. Surely there might be other possible explanations here.
Well, a combination of things happened. You know, first, our troop presence was drawn down from 13,000 to below 2,500 under the previous administration. And an agreement was signed with the Taliban that set a clear signal of an intention for the United States to fully withdraw. In fact, President Trump pushed for it to be earlier, May 1.
Yep.
That changed circumstances on the ground in terms of the confidence that our Afghan partners had in our long-term support. There clearly was a failure to assess correctly how quickly they might give up the fight. And to be clear, the administration had already successfully relocated out of Afghanistan several thousand interpreters and their families. The point was that in the last week, this process accelerated, I think, beyond anyone's reasonable expectation.
All right. And let me ask you briefly about the Taliban. We are learning moment by moment what Taliban 2.0 might look like. They officially have said that they'll provide some amnesty to the Afghans who are under new rule now. Is there a possibility, should the U.S. be open to the possibility, that this could be a different and a new and a, quote, enlightened version of the Taliban?
Look, Scott, there's always a possibility, but I'm going to pay attention to what the Taliban do, not what they say. What they said at the negotiating table with Secretary Pompeo and President Trump and the commitments they made in Doha, they have utterly failed to keep. And there are already alarming reports of Taliban going house to house, searching for foreign nationals, searching for Afghans who worked with the Americans, and of summary executions. I also recognize that the Taliban are not a national army with a unitary command and control from top to bottom. There are factions within the Taliban, and it is possible that their leadership is saying things like there will be an amnesty for those who serve with the Americans. That's encouraging. But what's going to matter is what they actually do on the ground. And I think the situation on the ground in Kabul and across the country is right now very tenuous and very unpredictable. We need to be clear-eyed about that and prepared to take forceful action against the Taliban if they resume attacks against Americans and against those we are trying to remove.
Senator, stepping back for a second, today the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction released a report with some familiar findings, saying the U.S. war was doomed virtually from the start because of a willful disregard for the realities on the ground. Was this chaos perhaps inevitable, whoever the president happened to be?
We had two missions in Afghanistan. The first was a mission of necessity, to punch back at those who attacked the United States on 9/11 and to degrade al-Qaeda and their ability to strike us again. Our military accomplished that quickly and successfully. We then took on, under President Bush, and extended it under presidents of both parties, a mission to try and build a modern nation in Afghanistan. I was always skeptical whether that could be successful. Mm-hmm. And I thought we would have been better advised to focus on a counterterrorism mission. And that's a view President Biden has held for many years.
And that is Senator Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware. Senator, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.